Well, hi there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is the wonderful Joanna Ahern. She is a pastor and a pastor's wife based in All Nations Church in Dublin City. This week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, being a mother, a daughter, and the wife of a pastor, with so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Joanna Ahern from All Nations Church in Dublin. Thank you so much for joining us, Joanna. It's always great to just get your little bit of wisdom on the woman to woman. So today I want to talk about fear. Now, I have not spoken to you since before COVID. And that's a long yes. time. And do you know, since then, I mean, that was a big fear thing at the time, wasn't it? And do you think that's lingered with people since? You know, every time we turn on the news, we're hearing about the war, about Russia, about Ukraine, about all things going on in Iran and all around the world in Africa, and it's all fear based. But do you think it's lingered since COVID, or has fear always been there?
Well, fear has always been there, but I think it definitely has spread since COVID. I think people have come out of COVID, and particularly if you're not a, you know, a Christian and you don't know how to deal with fear, a lot of people would be a lot more fearful. And I think a lot of more people with anxiety problems, problems with stress, you know, more people taking antidepressants. And I think it's very sad, but I think it's a very real issue today. And of course, it's in the Christian world, it's something that's also got to be dealt with as well. But at least, you know, we have the Word of God that teaches us how to deal with fear. You know, so I was just saying there to you about the scripture in the Amplified Bible, I think, in 2 Timothy. Did you want to read it there? I think it's really powerful.
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline. And it talks about that abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. I'll read that again because it's
powerful.
About it. So for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline. Abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. And that is so true. I love that version. I mean, I just normally read the NIV version, but you know, God hasn't given us that fear. So he knew that we would have fear. He knew that we would have anxious thoughts, because he also talks about in Philippians, do not be anxious about anything. Sometimes we would be anxious. With prayer and supplication, bring your request to God. Everything. I mean, not just some things. I mean, sometimes I walk out the door and I have to just hand over every single detail of
yes,
kids, especially when the kids leave the house and they're gone in the morning or the evening, or they're not back before midnight. And I'm thinking, Lord, I have to hand this over because I'm really anxious here. So the fear and anxiety, they kind of work hand in hand, don't they?
They do. And, you know, it is, I do believe fear is a spirit. You can feel it. It's very tangible. And you have to resist that spirit of fear because, you know, watching the news and listening to the radio and all that's going on in the world, you could just be filled to overflowing with fear. But where do you put your attention on? And that's why I love that scripture you just referred to there, Philippians 4, about do not be anxious about anything, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. But it tells you what to meditate upon, those things that are good, that are of good report, that are praiseworthy, that are just, that are true. And a lot of what we actually watch and listen to isn't necessarily true. Then there's always a slant with the media. We have to be careful.
Yes.
And so the truth is important. And this is the thing, a lot of the things that we listen to can become a stronghold in our minds, our imagination. We imagine things and suddenly, you know, we have a pain in our body and suddenly we see ourselves in hospital. That's the way our mind works. And so a lot of it has to do with taking your thoughts captive, like it talks about in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, taking thoughts captive, every vain thought, every imagination, and meditating on what the Word of God says rather than what your situation says or what the media says or what your doctor says or whoever it would be. We believe the report of the Lord. And that is what will bring you through, that focusing on what the Bible says. And But we haven't been given that spirit of fear. But the spirit that we have is a powerful spirit. And it also says a sound mind. A sound mind is a well-balanced, peaceful mind, and the mind of Christ. I mean, Jesus, he says in the word of God, we have the mind of Christ. Jesus's mind, don't tell me his mind was worried and anxious. It wasn't. He was the Son of God. But he says that we have his mind. And so it is possible to walk in that peace of mind and that soundness of mind. But it all depends on where you put your attention.
God, it's so true. I was just reading about rational and irrational fears, and sometimes I say to the boys, look, you might have a fear of maybe a storm coming or something like that, you know what I mean? But then there's like phobias as well, where you can have, and they're irrational fears, and but they're still real to people. And sometimes we need to just stop and take a breath and say to yourself, is this rational or is this an irrational? Because, I had a brain aneurysm, as you know, years ago. And I remember, that was 10 years ago. But during COVID, I kept getting headaches. And because they said, oh, you can't go to the doctor, or don't go to the hospital, I had massive headaches. And that's what caused the aneurysm in the first place. And I thought, what am I going to do here? And I just prayed about it, and I asked the brain surgeon. I happen to have his number. It's great when you have a neighbor who's a brain surgeon. But anyway, I happen to have his number. He said, come in. And I thought, this is it. I'm a goner here. I'm going to have another brain. I'm not going to last. And all of a sudden, my thoughts started to run away with
Me.
Snowball. And I started thinking, what if I don't last? And the kids, and how will they manage? And, they're going to be, I suppose they're going to be okay. And you just start, it just snowballs into irrational fears.
Yes.
And as soon as I went in and sat with him, he said to me, right, we're going to do a brain scan, Jackie, because you're worried. Got the brain scan. I went in, the results, he said to me, Jackie, everything is pristine.
Oh,
you have a stent in place, but everything is pristine. You're not going to die. You're fine. As soon as he said that, the pain went. The fear that was gripping me went.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow. Sometimes we do need to take action.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Go.
That's a perfect example of how your mind can just go from 1 to 100 in the space of a second, a few seconds.
And
that's the way the devil works. He likes to insert little thoughts of negativity and doubt and fear. And he's like, he's waiting to see if you'll take the bait. Will I meditate on that? Will I think on that? Or will I resist that? Will I resist that thought and think on something that's a thought of peace, a thought of, a good report and so on. So,
and the thing about it is, we can pray. And when sometimes we're praying and we're feeling we're not getting any answers here, we're banging our head against the wall. But when we pray, the clarity will come. I knew what to do. I said, right, I'll ring the doctor, because I was praying and I felt nothing was happening. But God gave me clarity and said, and reminded me that I could get his number, and I got his number, and he opened the door and I got to meet him.
Yes.
Sometimes when we pray with somebody or on our own, the clarity will come, and it's always good to pray with somebody, and he'll just set out the steps in front of you. And so when you look back, you say, so you did that, Lord. I didn't do that. But it's such a big subject, fear, really is. And as Christians, don't we feel guilty if we fear? Because we're telling people all the time, God says, don't fear. Do not fear. Yeah. I am with you. I will never leave you.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, because the opposite of fear is faith. And as Christians, we're told in the Bible that we walk by faith and not by sight. That's God's desire for us, is that we walk by faith. But at times we do slip, and we do. It's like Jesus, I was out in the boat, and he says to Peter to come and to walk on the water, and Peter starts sinking because he takes his eyes off Jesus, because he's fearful of what he sees beneath him. He thinks he's going to sink. And that's how it is. We know we're supposed to walk by faith. We know we're supposed to do what Jesus tells us in the word, but sometimes we don't. We don't make it. We blow it. And this is where you have to just pick yourself back up again and say, repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got into fear over something small or big or whatever it is. And then just again, go back to his word and allow. And this is the thing. I mean, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. And think, well, you know what? If I get into fear, my Heavenly Father is not pleased with me, because he has called me to walk by faith. And I'm not saying that it's an easy thing by any means. It isn't, because faith is believing something that you can't tangibly see. And so it requires us growing in our walk with the Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And the more we hear the word, the more we hear good sermons being preached, the more we listen to, online teachings and so on, the more our faith will grow. And again, it's like what I said, it's where you're putting your attention to. If I'm finding that I'm struggling with a little bit of fear, what I'll do is I'll just pop on a little podcast that deals with my mind, and immediately I'll start to feel edified and encouraged and realize that these fears, like you said, aren't they're not real. A lot of them aren't real. They're just imagined, because that's how the enemy plays things in front of your mind, and you sometimes you just go with it, but other times you realize, no, I have to resist this or it'll get worse.
And I suppose fellowship does really help. I mean, you know, when you're gathered two or three together, even on a phone call, even just like us today, you know, it does encourage you and lift you up, because you have to be reminded all the time. You know, fear can grip us, and we have to keep declaring, you know, all those wonderful, uplifting, encouraging affirmations that God is with us. I mean, that Philippians verse, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, you know, by prayer and petition. I always forget the Thanksgiving bit afterwards. With thanks, present your request to God, and then his peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds, because our hearts and our minds are our thoughts and our fears and everything that we hold dear. And, you know, it's the Thanksgiving bit that he has done it, and he will do it again and again and again. That's the encouraging part.
Yeah, and that's your statement of faith as well. When you're thanking him in the middle of the storm, and, you know, when you don't see the answer, but you're just saying, you know, God, I trust you. Thanksgiving is that you're showing that you're trusting him, even if you don't see what you want to see happen right now. And that's a very powerful force, the power of Thanksgiving.
Absolutely, because he says that straight afterwards. And not only are we taught not to worry about the fear, but he says he will tell us what to do instead. Instead of worrying, just pray. And that's just going for a walk, talking to God, getting somebody on the phone, declaring those uplifting, encouraging words. I mean, I think Google is great. So, you know, or even the Bible app, or all of those things are great, where you can just say fear, you know, scripture around it, and read it back to yourself. Read it over your kids when they're really struggling about fear of whatever, their own identity, or fear of, you know, school or peers or whatever, just fear of who they are, you know, just reading those scriptures and those affirmations. That's what they are. I mean, all the positive gurus out there have robbed the Bible verses and put it into their own language. Really, Paul has said it in the New Testament. It's there in the word, Jesus' words, you know, it's all there. Do not fear, because God knew, Jesus knew that we would fear, and our kids would fear, and our husbands and partners and all that would fear. And he says, do not worry about it, and just keep praying.
So, the scriptures are full of do not fear, and that's the thing. The word is our weapon against fear. He's not left us empty handed. He's given us things that we need to do, and if we do our part, you know, God will do his.
Amen. Joanna Ahern from All Nations Church in Dublin, thank you so much for talking to us today on Woman to Woman, all about fear.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.